This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Elo Fiber Studios. Before we begin today's show, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the tragedy that hit the Eaton community incredibly hard and one that hits close to home. I had the privilege of having some of the boys on this program. For the respect out of the families, we will not mention all the names yet, as we're not sure everyone has been released to the public. But we had them on the show celebrating their accomplishments in athletics at Eaton High School. Remember talking about their success, their teammates, their school, and what they accomplished together, and had such bright futures. We want to remember the young men that lost their lives in the tragedy. Our hearts are very much with the family and friends as well in the entire Eaton community. Of course, it's difficult to comprehend the heartbreak of these families, friends, and teammates, and our sincere condolences. There will be many questions in the days ahead. What happened? Why? Those are important. And I know those will be addressed, but we want to simply know that the families are hurting. Our thoughts and prayers and deepest condolences go out to all the families. And we are all thinking about you today. With that, let's do begin today's show, as we have Fort Collins Legion champions in studio today. And first of all, we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and, of course, the personal relationships with the vendors, designers, and their tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, we have the Legion State champions, Coach Curtis Biedelman, Coach Mark Moran, assistant coaches for the summer program. Guys, thanks so much for, hey, you win it yesterday, you're in studio today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, Curtis, let's start with you. I know you guys both double dip as high school coaches, man. You put in so much time. Mark being an assistant over at Fort Collins under Coach Tag Lane, by the way, who is helping move his son, who just got a head job in JUCO that we talked to last week on the show. But he is in Kansas helping Ty move in. And, of course, Coach Biedelman, the head coach in high school. Do you guys ever catch a break, man? I mean, Curtis, I'll let you address that. And you have your boys playing, too. That helps, I know, immensely. Because
certainly.
It's just part of your life.
Yeah. Well, and I think the biggest thing is it's just kind of what we do. I think I've been coaching for almost 30 years, and I'm the young one of this trio of guys. I've known Mark since I was playing in high school, and so you know, it's just what we do. We enjoy coaching, and I do you know, before I go too far too, I'm the coach at Severance High School, obviously just down the road from Eaton. Yes. Our program obviously very, very close with a lot of the young men that had the tragedy this weekend, so our hearts are out to those families. I know a lot of my guys, including my oldest son, played against one of those young men this summer, and they've played with them and against them all growing up. So hearts go out to them for sure, and our condolences from Severance High School. But yeah, it's just kind of what you do. If you're going to coach baseball, it's more of a, I don't have another hobby kind of thing. That's what I like to do. I like to be in the dugout. I like to be on the field. I like to be around the kids. I like to teach and all that stuff. And baseball's a bit of a marathon. We all know that. So, and I think Coach Moran can attest to that, because it's just kind of what we do. We enjoy the game so much and the competition, and it's a fun game to teach.
And gentlemen, when we talk about summer baseball, you guys are it, man. you take care of the field, you do the pregame. It's the games are fun part,
yeah.
You know, obviously, but it's a baseball game, so it's not like some of our other off-season coaches that maybe go and put their hour in and that their game's over. It's an all-day affair. Mark, talk about your enjoyment of summer baseball, maybe even compared to the springtime.
Well, obviously the weather's way better in the summer. I like that. I don't mind the heat at all. So
you and I are on the same page. Well, the cold front moved in. It's only 84 right now outside here in Greeley.
Yeah, but if you don't like it, you're not going to last, because like you alluded to, our tournaments, you're out there from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, and you're working the field between games and, you know, prepping it and dumping the garbage and all the jobs you don't want, but you got to do them. So that's why we do it.
And you guys both, of course, not only coach with Tag, obviously friends with Tag, and have gotten this summer program. One of the unique things I do like about, you know, Legion Baseball, and we'll get into that as well, is players from various teams. Most of the players are from Fort Collins High School. But, Curtis, your son Carson, who we're going to have in next segment, yeah, talking about the brilliantly pitched game that he just performed. It gives kids a time to get together with buddies from other schools as well.
Yeah, really does. And I think that is the fun part about summer baseball sometimes, is you get a little bit of variety. You know, you coach guys and you coach them hard through the spring, and then you get some different personalities in, and you see how guys change and different leadership qualities and things like that. And so it's been really good for the guys that, you know, came from outside the Collins program. They were, you know, they needed a place to play. And this was a great fit for Carson and Jackson, who will also be in here as well. He's a Pooter kid.
So. I know you guys even let a Pooter kid.
I know, right?
So kudos. This you're a heartwarming program.
It is. But I think it's just a testament to A, how many good ball players there are, yeah, around this region. But B, you know, that's the game. You have to learn to play with everybody, and you have to learn, different roles all the time, because on their spring teams, they might be the shortstop and the leadoff guy, and in the summer team, they might have to play a different position or pitch in a different slot in a different role, and that's good for you. It's really good for them, and so I think that's part of it that makes summer baseball fun as well, as you get a little bit of variety and personalities and different roles.
Not everybody can hit in the three spot, right, Mark?
Oh, just one guy.
just one guy, so I don't know how many three hitters you have in here, you know, that are high school guys, but probably more than one.
Yeah,
right. You know, that sort of thing. Mark, talk about the lead this past state tournament with the Legion program. You guys had to battle through five games and fortunately went undefeated and beat Wellington in the finals. And boy, have they started putting together nice, yeah, programs as well. But talk about the pitching that you guys went through this past week.
Well, if just looking at our roster, I'd say that's the strength of this team. We have four, five, six really quality arms, and Jackson didn't even get a pitch yesterday. He was supposed to come in relief because he didn't pitch much the day before, and then Carson just goes out there and dominates and got through the whole game in like 97 pitches or something. But that's the strength of our team, in my opinion.
Is there a pitch count in a Legion ball?
Yeah.
What is it? Do you know?
It's a little tricky. You can throw up to 30 today and still be able to pitch tomorrow. But if you throw 31 or more, you're out for tomorrow. And if you throw 45 or more, you're out for 2 days. And you throw 60 or more, you're out for 3 days. And so you really got to manage that as you're going through a tournament.
So it is different than the Colorado high school rule of 110 pitches.
What's our max, 105?
Yeah, 105 max.
And so you guys are 105.
Yeah.
Boy, that can get into, you know, we often talk about this during the spring season. One of our pet peeves as, when we're broadcasting a game is there's two outs in the, yeah, in the bottom of the seventh, and
you're out of pitches.
You're out of pitches. And it's a one-run game, and this kid's pitched brilliantly, and now you bring in somebody, regardless their ability, that's pressure.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's pressure to get that, yeah, final out. So I would like to see the inning being able to be ended, you know, with our high school rule.
You know, for many years, it was an innings limit. You were given 12 innings over 4 days, I think it was. You could use it however you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then you'd get them back, you know, each day. And now it's pitch count. So for an old guy like me, it's really a huge change. You know, Curtis is probably way better at it than I am. But I'm glad I'm not managing the pitchers on the pitch count, that's for sure.
Yeah, that I mean, that is the trick, too, is just trying to manage each guy differently, because some guys can go 100 pitches and feel fine the next day. Some guys can go 30 pitches and have to wait for two or 3 days. So you got to understand that about your players, and I think that's the tricky thing to figure out sometimes is how to use those guys properly. But like Mark said, we were very fortunate this summer. We had, you know, five really high quality starters. We lost one high quality starter early in the year to an injury, Bridger Moritz. And so we would have had, you know, a real deep starting arsenal no matter what, but that's been the strength of our program this summer. Is we've had guys go out almost every weekend and throw 75 to 95 pitches, and that gets you six innings, you know. So then you just have to kind of mop up the game after that. When guys go out and they only give you two or three innings, then you got to figure out how to use everybody else. So we've been very fortunate, because our guys have gone out and put together big outings almost every weekend to just help us manage that easier.
So absolutely. So, you know, the thrilling part is, you know, winning the state championship, knowing that you're going to regionals. And regionals, as Coach Moran mentioned, is going to be in Fairfield, California. Talk about the little transportation quirks, though, getting your guys, you know, lined up with, do you drive? Do you fly? What's the plan?
Well, the last 2 years when we won Colorado, it was simple. We just got on a bus and drove to Billings.
Yes.
And, you know, it was easy and it was fun, and we got there and no big deal. This is a lot more complicated. But the Legion takes care of that stuff. And Coach Lane's the guy taking care of all the details, right? Busing to Denver and flying to San Jose and busing to the hotel, the stadium, stuff like that. So I'm not even going to worry about it, because I don't have to.
That's awesome. And, you know, you said Legion... Man, I am such a proponent of Legion baseball. You know, historically, that's when all the great players used to play.
Yep.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. And what you mentioned, Mark, is Legion takes care of it, and they do such a great job. And that takes the burden off of, I'm going to say, the burden off the assistant coaches, because, you know, sometimes the head coaches say, you guys take care of this, and you take care of that, and I'll take it. Whatever's left over, I'll take care of.
Right.
You know, but I know Tag's in charge and things like that. But kudos to the Legion program about that. Now, I want to talk about Fort Collins Legion program. Did you guys have more than one team under the Legion direction? Or tell us about the program. Mark, I'll let you talk.
Yeah, this summer we had three teams.
Nice.
This is our top team right here, our oldest kids and the most experienced, talented guys. And we had a middle team. It was kind of like freshmen and sophomores. Actually, I had a couple eighth graders on that team. And then we had a third-level team of incoming freshmen predominantly. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to build, keeping those guys in the program for, you know, two, three, 4 years.
And they see the success here, and the older guys heading to California. That's still a little bit of an incentive, you know, to get to go to California and play in regionals. And Curtis, tell us what you know of the tournament at Fairfield and the starting dates and all that.
Yeah, we'll start on Wednesday, August 5th. We'll play game one right off the bat, 9:30 a.m. I believe we play the New Mexico champion, and I believe that's Alamogordo. I think they won their state tournament this year. So we don't know much about them, to be honest with you. We'll try and study up a little bit and find out what we can about them going into it. But New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, California, Utah. Did I miss one?
Nevada.
Yeah. Tough region.
Oh, man. You know, and I'll tell you what, Alamogordo is a great sports town. It's a great sports town in New Mexico. So I'm sure that is a very serious type of summer baseball program. You know, you guys play, you know, the Wyoming teams a lot, too. How much as an advantage is it for Colorado kids to be able to play in high school, where Wyoming kids... They're limited just to summer baseball.
It's an interesting dynamic, to be honest with you, because the feel of the rosters and the way they go about it in Wyoming, Nebraska, South Dakota, places like that, it's completely different from what the feel of our dugout and how our roster works and stuff like that is. You know, when we play post six or something like that, they show up with 25 guys and we got 12. And so you're going, well, you know, I don't know. The level of baseball is very, very similar. The players are very similar. They know each other. They play a very similar level. So I don't know that there's a huge advantage to playing high school baseball in Colorado versus not playing it. I think the advantage lies in, you know, what's important. What's the, you know, when it comes to Legion baseball in those states that don't play a lot of high school baseball, that is the important season for them. So they just go about it a little bit different, a little more serious, and ours is a little more laid back because it's quote unquote summer ball. So you know, going into this state tournament, it's sometimes difficult to get our guys to, you know, raise their level of play a little bit. But you know, Coach Lane does such a good job of pushing that idea all summer that, yes, we're going to play a little more laid back. You're going to get your innings. You're going to get your at-bats. We'll get everybody in. We'll do all those things. But the goal is to get to this regional tournament because that's a very special trip, and it's a very different and unique thing that most summer teams in Colorado do not get. They don't get to do this. And so they keep a little bit of focus that way, and he and Coach Moran have been, you know, legends at the Legion you know, sites in both Nebraska and Wyoming for so long. They understand how those operations work. They understand the system very, very well. And so they do a good job of keeping these players kind of focused on playing team baseball, which is really hard in the summer in Colorado. It's extremely difficult, the formats that they set up with. There's nothing wrong with, you know, Five Tool or Colorado Classic or things like that. They just run a really different format that is very much in tune with Colorado summer style baseball.
Sure.
Whereas Legion is not. It's the complete opposite of what Colorado summer baseball typically is. So you got to kind of play both sides of that. And you see it when you play the teams from Wyoming and Montana and places like that. They play a different brand. That's their season. They are in the middle of what we would think is, you know, March and May, and we're not. We're it's almost our off season, and guys are just kind of developing and getting innings. So it's a hard thing to kind of get across to our guys sometimes. But Coach Moran, Coach Lane, they do such a good job of helping guys learn how to play team baseball and develop at the same time.
And Coach Moran, before we take a break, you know, you've been in the game a long time. Okay. Yeah. What are one or two, maybe one, two players that just stand out to you that you've had that great experience to help coach?
Oh, okay. My guys, yeah, I had several pro guys. None of them from the high school team has ever made the big leagues. Several minor leaguers had one guy at the University of Wyoming, Rigo Beltran, who bounced around the major leagues for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And then lots of good players, all conference guys, all American guys. And, yeah, you go through a lot of guys, you know, Coach. Yeah. You go through a lot of guys over the years, and you have a lot of fond memories.
That is awesome. Well, we're going to bring Nico, Jack, and Carson in this next segment and just let them talk about their teammates more and what they accomplished and what they have to look forward to. But before we take a break, let's thank our friends out at Eaton A&W, the family-owned restaurant, providing good times and good food. Of course, Eaton is... They are conveniently located right there on Oak Avenue off of Highway 85. Stop in. Get Micah's cheese curds. That's his favorite. Can't go wrong with the Papa Burger, but they are open from 7 to 9, 8 to 8 on Sundays. Eaton A&W, good food, good times. We'll take a break, and we'll bring the players in this next segment.
.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Preps football broadcast will sound a little different this season. Hear Jerry Schammel, Bruce Dick, and the studio man Kyle Johnson every Friday night this football season. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Yes, it's fun having the state champions in studio today, the Legion A baseball guys, Fort Collins team, but we have three different schools represented in this studio, and we just talked to Coach Biedelman and, of course, his son Carson. Great pitching performance, Carson. Tell me about it. What'd you have going for you, man?
I'd say it was just a good day for me. I threw a lot of strikes early in counts. We played great defense. Our shortstop, David Soto, made some great plays. Our outfield was great today or yesterday. I was just in the zone all day. Missed barrels. We played great D, obviously, and it just felt really easy out there for me.
So. Did you get any help from the MVP over here? Jack, the MVP of the tournament, Pooter High School guy, Jack Elser. Tell me about your tournament, not just yesterday, but throughout. What'd you have going, man?
I mean, overall, it was really good. It's easy. I was seeing the ball real well, but it gets really easy when you got a bunch of guys around you that are putting up a bunch of runs and just taking kind of the stress off your shoulders. Like, Nico was finding barrels, always getting on in the first. David would bunt, get him over, and all I had to do was put a ball in play, and I would find gaps, I would see the ball well, and it just all worked out.
Nico, where's Coach have you playing? This is Nico Aragon, Fort Collins High School.
Coach has me playing in right field, so I've played right field all spring, and I just kept with it, playing all summer, just starting every game in right field. I'll move over to center a little bit when our center fielder pitches, but other than that, I'm just in right.
Leadoff spot hitting.
Leadoff spot. Been doing that all summer. I started to like it a lot more. I mean,
was that an adjustment, Nico?
It definitely
you
was.
Know, that you're leading off. Not all guys can lead off. I mean, some guys like to, you know, take a look. They don't want to be that first in the box. And other guys just cherish it, man. Like, I'm going to get this started for us.
Yep. So I usually was like more of a five-hole hitter in the spring. And I liked that. Just batting in guys, could get some RBIs, but more of a leader on this team. So it's kind of nice just being that leadoff. And I don't mind it. I kind of enjoy swinging. I like swinging first pitch. So if I get a fastball, I'll do that.
And speed?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely picked up some more speed. I definitely wasn't a fast guy, but now I'm the leadoff, so gotta look a little quicker.
Now is that something of your game you're working on because of that leadoff spot when you get on base? You know, looking to steal a base, coach is looking, you know, to move you over via bunt at times, yep. But a lot of different situations.
So I used to really not have that speed my other years in high school, and now it was kind of just like a surprise factor when I'd lay down a bunt just because I'm a lefty. But now people kind of look at me and they don't. I just look like an athlete, I guess, right there. So they're expecting a bunt. So, I mean, I'm trying to steal bags, just get big leads. Usually coach's method is if I get on, we're bunting me over. So
let's get back to Jack right now and name the MVP of the tournament. Okay. How's that make you feel, man?
It feels great. It's my, my first time playing in Legion ball and ended up with tournament MVP. It felt great.
Good. I love Legion baseball because what it gives you guys the opportunity is to play an actual state tournament, you know, situation, you know, where a tournament is and you guys go and you win the five games. And Carson, after winning that, you know, the state championship, now you get to go to California. What are you guys feeling about that?
It feels pretty great to, like, win and actually, like, get something out of it, I guess. Whereas the rest of these, like, summer tournaments, there's nothing to win after winning. Like, there's no reward or, like, extra place to go. It feels like you're just playing an exhibition match that doesn't really have any meaning to it. Where, I guess, Legion just puts more weight on you, more pressure. It's more like high school baseball where it feels like there's something you're competing for. That just...
And you guys, were any of you on the team last year that went to Billings?
Yeah, me and Carson both
okay,
were on
you,
the team.
You guys were both on the team. So yep. You've had some experience. You know, it's kind of, I think, a little more, not more special, but a different kind of special for you guys. Now you get to go to a different area in California. And Nico, let's talk about that a little bit. You get to go to California, and your older brother, Diego, is playing for the Souter Firebirds, Freebirds, yep. Freebirds, not Firebirds, Freebirds, and under Coach Gonzalez, Frank is managing that team, and will you have a chance to see that facility or to see Diego while you're out there?
I will. So I actually already planned this. After the tournament, I'll be going up there and visiting and staying with my brother's host family. And he's really excited. He's been wanting me to come out all summer. He's having a blast. He just wants me to meet all the guys and just stay with him and
that's
have fun.
And he had, let's talk about Diego a little bit. Okay. You know, I've had him on the air. People might be familiar, but for those that are not, played for LSU Shreveport, won the NAIA College World Series on an undefeated team. Nobody goes undefeated in baseball. The Shreveport team did.
They did.
You know, so he graduates there with degrees, and now he's playing professionally out in California. Got a walk-off hit the other night.
Yep.
Okay, and then did he go deep, did you say, last night?
He did go deep last night.
So making the adjustment from college to pro ball quite well.
Yep.
And that's going to be fun. So, Curtis... What's the pitching lineup going to be like, Carson? I said Curtis. I did. I called him by his dad's name. Carson, what's that pitching rotation going to be like in California? Has Coach Lane talked about that yet at all?
No, but I'm assuming it'll be pretty similar to what we've done all year. Jackson or I will probably start the first game. Oh. Whoever doesn't start that one will probably end up starting the second one after that. Depending on how many pitches we've thrown and like where we're at, it'll probably be Ryan Thompson, and then we'll probably throw a guy like Oliver Stanton or Matt Scholes in there at some point.
Sure.
Yeah.
So is this a double elimination as well, Jack? Do you know?
Yeah, it is. We'll play our first game, I believe, against New Mexico.
Yeah, El Gordo.
Yep. And then if we lose, we'll go into the loser's bracket, and if we win, which I think we will. We'll,
always plan
we'll make
on it.
We'll make it to the winner's bracket and make a run.
You guys have had such a good last week and good season overall, man. How high is the confidence right now, Jack?
I mean, it's pretty high. I think we're playing really good baseball right now. Our bats kind of slowed down a little bit. We kind of went through a rough patch, but we just as a team collected ourselves and got back to it, and now we're back in the win column, won five straight, looking to carry that back into actually, I think it's more than five by now, but we're looking to bring that back into down sure. to Cali.
Hey, Carson, talk about the difference pitching in the spring and pitching in the summer.
Pitching in the spring is pretty comparable to Legion ball, but for the rest of summer, it's not really comparable. Pitching in the spring is definitely more exciting. There's more just to play for, like your teammates, and it feels like you need to win every game. Win every inning, every pitch matters. Or I guess in the summer, I mean, pitching in the summer is definitely really helpful, getting your innings in, but that's more what it feels like, is just getting your innings in to get better. Summer feels like you're almost like just getting better to play, to pitch again next spring. I feel like the spring is really what you look forward to. And Legion ball definitely helps with the spring.
I was going to say, now this part of Legion baseball, now you are playing for something.
Yeah.
You know, how does I don't know if that changes your preparation at all, because it's more, as you said, about just getting innings in. You want to go out and compete at the highest level. Talk about, you mentioned, who's your catcher again?
Tim Baker.
Tim. Now, what high school does Tim play for?
He plays for Fort Collins.
Fort Collins. So that's Micah's alma mater, by the way. You know, what fan do you think he's a fan of? Just looking
at Broncos. Yeah, he looks like a Broncos fan.
He didn't ask you before you came into studio if you're a Broncos fan, but Micah definitely is. So how long of an adjustment does it get you and Tim on the same page as far as pitching, catching? Because, hey, there's a lot that goes into that combination?
So this is actually like my fourth or fifth straight year playing baseball with Tim.
I've known him
since the year – I played summer ball with him the year before my freshman year. So I've known Tim for a while. In the spring, he doesn't really catch often for Fort Collins. But I think he's done a pretty good job this year, like transferring like back into the catcher spot.
Nico, what position did he play in spring?
Tim played outfield in the spring. He's been...
Because you guys are loaded. Yeah.
We've had a lot of catchers.
Catcher situation.
He would find himself out in the outfield, but we didn't have a catcher this year, so we put him back there, and he got good. He played really well for us.
And it's sometimes it's just waiting for that opportunity, you know, as you guys know. You're all going to be back with your high school teams next year, and what's your anticipation? I know you guys want to play at the next level. What's that looking for you like right now? Jack, let's start with you. You're going to play at the next level?
Yeah, I do definitely hope so. I've been looking around, keeping options open, and I mean, I do really want to go somewhere in California, stay warm for a little while.
Okay.
So it'll be nice to head down there for Legion, maybe take a look at some schools. But yeah, I'm super excited to play at the next level, play in college. Just keep playing as long as I possibly can.
And a lot of Colorado kids end up in California, you know, playing at that next level. We even have a pro now, you know. Nico's right. Even have a pro now playing in California. Nico, man, follow your brother JUCO. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking exactly like Jackson. I want to play somewhere warm. I want to have fun. Just keep playing baseball. My brother's coach actually is one of his assistants is an assistant for the Yuba Community College out there. So I'm definitely going to take a look out there, and just throughout my senior year, we're going to be playing fall ball together. We're going to go look at schools and just try and commit.
Hey, Carson, as a pitcher, you've gone from spring, you go to summer. When do you take time off? When do you rest your arm?
Definitely like the middle winter months. You keep throwing a little bit, but you kind of keep it light. December, or yeah, mostly just December, you take that month off a little light there, and that's pretty much it.
So you will continue throwing some in the fall as well?
Yeah, so I'm going to keep playing through the fall, keep pitching, got to keep the arm going so you can pitch in front of some colleges and visit some of those places.
Sure.
And then cut it out a little bit in the winter.
Well, whoever gets you three guys are getting good players, that's for sure. Hey, let's take our next break here, and we're going to bring in your coaches with you guys here. Okay, we'll share some microphones, have some fun. But hey, the Fort Collins Foxes, I want to congratulate them. I believe they just finished their season, and man, what a nice product they put on the field. But again, congratulations to that team, and still go on and get information about them, because they're a fun team to keep track of, the FortCollinsFoxes.com. We'll be back with the state champions more after this.
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The boys are itching for some football.
Are you ready for some football?
Keep it on Good Morning NoCo for the latest on the football teams you love.
About for Monday night.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio, and yes, we have the state champions in, man, the Legion A state champions, the Fort Collins program, heading to Fairfield, California for regionals. They'll take on the team from Alamogordo in the first round on August 5th. And Nico, tell me something about this team that's made it really good.
I would say we all play together, and none of us are selfish. We're all only a couple returners from varsity, so we're all just scrappy, and we know we're not the most talented guys, so we don't have any commits. We know we have nothing to lose, so we just go out and play our best. That's just how I'd explain our team.
And no commits yet.
There will
be commits. Jackson, tell me, what's been the most rewarding thing to you playing Summer Legion baseball?
I think just the overall experience and spending time with this new team, getting to meet some new players. And, I mean, being from Poudre, I never really liked Collins that much. They were our crosstown rivals. Oh,
absolutely. I mean, that's just that's the way it should be.
Yeah, but I mean, just spending time with these guys, it's been great, and making all the new friends and meeting everybody. It's a great team, and we have a lot of fun together.
Now, what do you two, Nico and Jack, what do you two guys have in common?
We love baseball.
We love baseball, and we both have good lefty swings.
And
that's great. Yeah.
You don't like.
We don't like Rocky, obviously.
Oh, no. Rocky and Fossil. Yeah. I think Colin's the most tolerable out of all of them.
I could say that for
Poudre,
I guess.
I knew that was coming. I had to get that out of you, you know. And it's always fun to experience those city rivalries. So that is fun. Coach Moran, talk about, you know, these guys say, you know, there's no commits, but have you noticed how hungry these guys are to just get better throughout the summer?
Absolutely. I mean, just the dedication it takes to play. Most of these guys played in the fall, then you do your off-season work in the winter, then we get going in February through May, and then we jump right in again you know, early June through now. And you can tell these guys really like the game. They're working at it. They're trying to get better. And there's a lot of talent on this team, but it's a very young team. We'll be the youngest team out there in California. We have zero graduated kids. We'll be the only team that way. But, yeah, we'll have some guys that move on to the next level here in a year.
And to follow up on that, the Legion rule is there are graduating seniors. If they fall into that age group, they can still play.
There's lots of guys that can go through their freshman year of college and still play Legion baseball in the summer. So in a lot of ways, we'll be 2 years younger than some teams.
Yeah. Carson, tell me your strengths as a pitcher. Don't be modest, man. I'm biased toward pitchers. You know, these guys, they do their job, but you're involved every play, man. Tell me your strengths.
I'd say my biggest strength at the moment is probably holding down the run game. I've picked off 9 or 10 guys this summer.
Really?
People have trouble stealing off me a lot of the time, and it really helps when, you know, you give up a walk. And you know that guy's either going to, like, turn into an out or he's not leaving first. You can really just focus on getting your next out instead of worrying about people running all over you, getting extra bases, running all over the place. It takes a lot more effort from the batters to score a run when you know that you don't have to worry about giving up one runner an inning because he's not going anywhere.
There you go. Now, Dad, is there a moral to this, though? Do you often say, don't walk him? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I hang my hat on being a pitching coach. So, you know, what he just said was like, you know, music to my ears right there, because pitching is just so much more than
pitching's hard.
Being the hardest thrower. And Carson's not the hardest thrower. He's got a very good arm, but he's not our hardest thrower. And but yet he has the same numbers. If you look at all the stats and things like that, the strikeouts, the walks, and the batting average against and stuff, he has the same numbers as some of our guys that throw harder. And what he said is dead on. If it's hard to get to second or third base, if you make it that hard, it's really hard to score. And Coach Moran told those guys that yesterday in our post game. Like, the way that we played defense, Carson threw a really, really smart game yesterday. And there was never – they did not get a runner to second base yesterday. Not a single one. That is so hard to score. And it just destroys team offense when you cannot move a runner. So, what he said was true. That is his strength. He manages the entire game, and that's been his best attribute this summer. And I think a lot of guys have actually learned a ton from Carson and how he does that, and they've all gotten better at it. And that's one of the reasons this team has been as good as they have, is they just hold the run game down, and they make it hard to score on.
I'll let all three guys answer this, but who's the funniest guy on the team? Carson, who's the funniest guy on the team?
I'd say that I think Jackson and Ryan Thompson are both pretty funny people, and Nico's a funny guy too. So
I would not take the funniest guy. I'm giving that to Ryan.
Ryan?
Most definitely.
Yeah, he's got some jokes. It's definitely Ryan.
So the vote goes to Ryan. Yeah. So that's fun. Hey, what do you most look forward to, though, you know, on this California trip? What can you guys learn? Okay, Jack, what can you learn about playing at this next level, because you're advancing to regionals? What do you want to get out of it, man?
Just honestly, mainly spending time with everyone around me and just seeing how competitive and good these other states can be. And it'll also be really fun to see how we can compete against them, because I really think we can make a run. And if we play the way we usually play, then I think we could make a pretty good run and win a few games down there.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Nico?
I want to get as much as I can out of this trip, because it's a blessing to get flown out for free and get per diems. And when we went to Billings last year, it was amazing seeing all the competition, Legion baseball. It's not as big in Colorado as it is in those other states, and it's pretty cool to see all those good players and huge teams and camaraderie and just good baseball.
Well, guys, it's been a blast having you in studio. Congratulations on your state championship, and best of luck. We'll be keeping up. I'm going to be wanting those reports August 5th, just how these games are going. So we need to take a break, and I'll be back to wrap up Coach Speak after this.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Trades for the Nuggets, changes for the Avs, Broncos summer updates, and the future of college sports. Don't miss the Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, man. We have to wrap it up. Great having the Fort Collins Legion state champions in. Hey, good luck to you, Nico, Jackson, and Carson. Coach Biedelman, Coach Moran, thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned for the whole show. You know, Brady will probably be talking Nuggets, but all the things they have or haven't done. Make today your masterpiece. Love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.